With us now, we have John Minto. John is the National Chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network, Aotearoa, and he's written to the government urging it to be more proactive in protecting aid workers in Gaza after six international aid workers were killed by an Israeli Defence Force drone attack. How are you, John?
Oh, kia ora, Hineani. No, I'm really well, thanks.
Ka pai. So Israel has admitted it accidentally killed the international aid workers. What's been our government's response?
Well, the government has expressed concern about it, just with a couple of tweets from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, but there's been no condemnation of Israel for what's happened. They've just called for an investigation. And I think it's really important to realise that these seven international aid workers have got international attention, whereas the hundreds of Palestinian aid workers who have been killed by Israel in the last few weeks have not got any recognition at all. So I think the government has taken a basically racist position, calling out the killing of European aid workers, but refusing to condemn the killing of Palestinian aid workers.
Yes, well, protests are continuing about the genocide in Gaza.
Yes.
With people, you know, men, women and children, families not only being killed, but not having access to medical supplies or food.
Yes.
What is our government doing?
Well, our government's doing nothing. All the government's done is said it has suspended funding for the most important aid organisation in Gaza, which is the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. It's an organisation which has the resources and the capacity to deliver aid to everybody in Gaza who needs it. But Israel hates the organisation, and our government is refusing to, it has said it has suspended the funding for this agency, and that suspension remains in place. So what our government should be doing is doubling the funding to the UNRWA and bringing that funding forward so it can be used now when it's desperately needed. So the government's, the government has not done anything about the deliberate weaponization of starvation, which Israel is using against the Palestinian people. It's another example of a war crime, which is the collective punishment of an entire population over, close to 2 million people. It's gone on for 6 months, and the government's doing nothing at all except stand with Israel and with the US. It's a stain on New Zealand, Hineani.
You know, the PSNA has joined with protests led by the School Strike for Climate and Toitū Te Tiriti and the Palestinian Solidarity Network Aotearoa. Oh, that's you.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
And it drew hundreds of participants, but the government's not listening.
No, it's still not listening, because I think the government is very, very determined to stick with the US. Our government has been moving towards the United States while the rest of the world is moving away from the United States, because the world has been utterly appalled at what Israel is doing with the total support of the US. The US is still sending arms and ammunition to Israel to conduct its war against the people of Gaza. You know, yesterday I got a file arrived in my inbox, and it is a list of all of the more than 30,000 people who have been killed in Gaza, most of them women and children, killed by Israel. It is a 354-page document which has about maybe 30 people on each page. It is utterly shocking to look at, because it involves whole families, whole extended families have been completely wiped from the population register of Gaza, because they've been killed in their dozens and dozens when Israel bombs houses and bombs indiscriminately, so that the people who are the victims are the civilians of Gaza.
What do we need to do? What needs to be done?
Well, what we need to do is we need to stand up and we need to call out what Israel is doing as a war crime. The United Nations is calling out Israel for war crimes. They are saying this is genocide. United Nations officials, United Nations experts, everybody who's been paying attention in the world says that this is a genocide. When you're killing more than 33, I think there's now 1,000 people, most of them women and children, it is a genocide that's being conducted by Israel, completely disregarding the civilians that are living in Gaza. So in other words, the victims of 76 years of Israeli occupation, of Israeli victimization, those people are being attacked and killed in their tens of thousands. It is a genocide.
And how can we get a message through to our government? They're not listening.
Well, there are regular protests happening. I think what we have to do is we have to get much more serious. We have to really target this new government and its senior ministers to put intense pressure on them, because the vast majority of New Zealanders want to see an immediate permanent ceasefire. They want to see New Zealand stand with Palestinians and not stand with Israel. So the ball is in our court, really. We have to intensify our pressure on this government. And that's what we're doing with these protests all the way around the country. 23 different centres every weekend have been saying, this is appalling, this is not on. And I'm very proud of New Zealanders for doing that. I'm deeply embarrassed and ashamed at what our government is not doing to support Palestinians.
And when is it again happening again this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. All around the country this weekend, yep. On our website, which is psna.nz, so www.psna.nz, you can click on the front page there. You can click down and find where all of the activities are happening this weekend. They aren't all up there yet, but they will be in the next couple of days. So we need everybody joining together here. We need to give a very clear message to our government that this is totally unacceptable. We want New Zealand to stand with the oppressed people, with the indigenous people of Palestine, against their colonial occupiers, which is the Israeli regime.
Thank you very much, John Minto. It is so disturbing to hear, and all the best for the coming weekend, and hopefully our government will be listening. Ngā mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora. Yeah, kia ora hini ani. Thank you very much.
Kia ora, bye-bye. John.